season? What did you like about the way your team played?
Well, I thought we stuck it out. We started out pretty hot. Kind of braved the wind in a couple of the quarters that we didn't have it, and then finished strong when we did going in the fourth quarter. And so I thought it was a pretty well-rounded game. I thought we obviously had a couple things on offense and a couple things on defense that we'd like to have back, as far as a couple turnovers on offense and then a couple of explosive plays on defense that I think we could clean up and hopefully learn from and get better, and obviously not have the same situation against a team this weekend who is one of the better teams in the country.
First question this morning from Andy Walter. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ryan.
What's up, Andy?
Hey, we talked a little bit about it before, but how important it was to have the CAA schedule to play this last year. In the same regard, is it nice to have this big game to finish with, as opposed to, maybe some other games you could have had that wouldn't have been as big and you could point to and really feel like you have a chance to have a good finish to the whole thing?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. We come here, we put so much work in as coaches and players and administrators. We obviously want, big games. We want things that are exciting, and the fans want the same thing. And so pretty cool that we get a chance to continue the tradition for one more year at least, and play a great one to finish the season.
Hey, when you get this late in the season and everybody's got a lot of film, out there and you can see what they're all doing, do you feel any need to try to change things up to try to catch people off guard, or at this point you do what you
Yeah, I was actually thinking of running the wing tee this week.
do? That'd be different, certainly.
It would. No, I, to answer your question seriously, I we are who we are, right? And I think there's a couple ways to go toward the end of the season. Is, do you try your best to buck some trends and work against yourself, scout, or are you at that point where, we got what got us here for 10 games of success? How do you continue that and build on it? And I think the beauty of us offensively and defensively is that we do have a multiplicity to us that allows us to be variable without changing our base package, because our base package is broad. And so I think that does help us. And now it's just about, how do you match up against somebody, and what are the things that you might be able to do a little differently and tweak a little differently for this team that goes along with your base package.
Thanks.
You got it.
All right, next question. Kevin Trestany. Go ahead, Kev.
Thanks, Rob. The wing tee, JoJo on the speed sweep. Marcus
Hey, man.
on the Chris
Little
on the counter.
Sally, little counter crisscross, little waggle. Why
Little
not,
counter
right? Little
crisscross.
belly. Absolutely.
Hey, Ryan, Villanova's got a really good defense. What have they been doing really well on defense that will challenge you guys the most on Saturday?
They do. They're outstanding. I think they're, I just heard Coach Ferrante talk about, our team. I don't think their defense has weaknesses. I think that's the key, is they're very sound everywhere. Outstanding in the back end. Have the ability to pressure you and lock you down. Not a lot of deep balls being thrown on them, minus Monmouth, who was just lights out. I mean, it was one of those days for them that was pretty special, and good for them. They did it. They've been doing pretty well on offense all year, and man, did they put it together the other day. And I think up front they do such a nice job against the run on first and second down that they put you into really hard, manageable third downs. And then they're, I think like 33 or 34%, giving up on third downs. And so they're just there's not really a weakness for them. They're good against the run, good against the pass, and they call a good game as well. And so they use their personnel very well. And they're unique, similar to us, on defense and us on offense, to be honest. They do some things that are unique that you don't see every week. And so, your guys have to really make the right calls up front, and you have to be in the right situation and formation to make some of the checks. So, we have our work cut out for us offensively, and it's because of how well they're coached and how good they are talent-wise.
Thanks, Coach.
Ryan, Nick Minicucci, 308 yards offense, 6 touchdowns in a game. This is a guy who came into the season as your number three quarterback. How impressive has he been over this last 4 or 5 weeks that he's been in charge of your offense?
Yeah, it's been really fun to see his progression and his we knew his talent level. We just had to, continue to work on him. Obviously, like a normal freshman, maturing and getting repetitions and getting experience and then learning from that experience. And I think that's something he's done really well. He's prepared really well, which is not it's easy to prepare the first couple starts, and then you start to think, oh, I got it. I'm okay. I don't have to prepare as well. And I think the thing that he's starting to realize, and that all of our quarterbacks start to realize, is that if you want to be elite at anything, the preparation is what it is. You know what I mean? The winning takes what it takes. And so, hopefully, we continue to do that very well. But up until now, I mean, shoot, he's done such a nice job for someone who, preseason was fighting for some reps and didn't really get them. And now all of a sudden he's becoming the guy that we're leaning on and that's leading our team.
Question for you from Dan Kinghammer. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks, Rob. And Coach, this builds on you were speaking about Villanova's defense a moment ago, a defense that's been so good this year, but it is coming off of a tough day against one of the best offenses in the league. Is it overthinking it or getting too much in the weeds to think that this is going to be a defense that has an additional edge? Is this a situation where a team is coming off of a tough day and you can expect an even better shot from them the next week? Or is that just kind of overdoing it and you just got to understand they're so sound and they're going to kind of stay that way?
Yeah, I mean, I hope not. A little extra edge is pretty darn edgy. It's a really good defense, the best in the league. And so, I hope that we can go ahead and just kind of take it one play at a time and try our best to maneuver down the field. I mean, I'm confident that we're pretty darn good on offense too. So I do think that we have a shot to go out there and do okay. I think that, what they are is going to be week to week, just like what everybody is. And it's really more about matchups and flow of the game and, how the special teams field position things go. And, those are the things that really dictate, what a score is going to be, just because you got one in 1 week doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to affect the next week. And, one can only kind of hope that it goes your way when you go out there and you execute really well. And I think that's the thing that we're focused on, really more about how do we focus on us? How do we make sure that we continue to do the things that have gotten us to the point where we've been successful on all sides of the ball.
A quick follow-up, if I can, Rob. It
Yeah.
won't take Coach long because it's just about your team health overall. I'll talk in generalities. It seems like your team overall seems pretty healthy going into a final game like this. It's always
Yeah.
a on the mind.
Yeah, I think we're, we're probably healthier now, minus the quarterback position, than we were early in the season. We were pretty banged up, after week one, then after week three, we were kind of a mess. And then we got to the point now where I think most of those guys are back. We're, the not a ton of season ending ones. And so, we got one more go around at it, and we're excited about it.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time today. And over the last couple of years, it's been great working with you.